made the God of rain mad. Paul said, listen, the living and true God who created everything, He loves you because He created everything exactly the way it should. Number two, the second thing that it shows His power. Look at Jeremiah 32 with me real quick. Jeremiah chapter 32. Now, Brother Brian, I can't turn there that quick. Well, then write the reference down and I'll show you. Jeremiah chapter number 32. The power of God. Jeremiah 32, verse number 17, it says this. Ah, Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power, and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee. Jeremiah 32, 17. Our God is not only a God of exactness, but He loved us so much that He created everything by His power. You say, well, why is that so important, Brother Brian? Because His power is capable of creation, but His power is also capable of forming us inside of our mother's wombs. His God is so powerful, His power is so wonderful that it's able to take care of our every single need every single day. His power. He hasn't lost power. He hasn't gained power. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's powerful enough to save your soul. He's powerful enough to sustain your soul. He's powerful enough to help you deal with your problems in life. He's powerful enough to be in control of all things. Our God is powerful enough to be God. And there is no other. He's incomparable. He's indescribable. He loves us so much that He's powerful. Nothing can overcome Him. Nothing will ever destroy Him. Nothing will ever cause Him to lose His power. He's God Almighty forever and ever. Here's the third thing that we learn about God that Paul and them understand. It shows His love by keeping everything in control. Now, wait a minute, Brother Brian. Everything's not in control. Have you looked at the world lately, Brother Brian, and all the governments? No, I didn't say He made everybody do what they do. He's powerful enough to keep it all together. Do you realize that there's billions of atoms inside of your body? Little tiny specks, even smaller than amoebas, that supposedly were caused to come alive by a lightning strike. These little atoms inside of your body, and they're constantly vibrating. And there's little spaces between those atoms. Do you know what would happen if suddenly the atoms inside of your body decided to separate? Do you know what would happen? Boom! We'd have blood and guts all over this auditorium. I'm glad that that's not taking place. Amen? What a cleaning. That'd be a horrible cleaning mess. Do you know what the atom bomb is? They took some atoms and they separated them. And when you separate an atom, guess what? Boom! Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 says that God is keeping everything together. I'm glad somebody's keeping this world together. I'm glad somebody's running this universe. Because, honestly, how many of us sleep? Some of you are doing that now, but that's okay. But how many of us really sleep? So if you're asleep, who's running the universe? Which God? The one of the night or the day? What if you sleep during the day? Is it the night God is running it? Or if you sleep during the night, is it the day God? I mean, who's in control? There's one living and true God that keeps everything together. He never sleeps and He never slumbers. So as Paul was preaching this to the Athenians, he was trying to get them to understand there's a living and true God. Let me show the fourth thing really quick. It shows His love by understanding that we are purposely made by Him. Look at Psalm 139 with me real quick. Psalm 139. He shows His love by us understanding that He really made us for a purpose. I know there's so much controversy about who we are. So much stuff out there about, well, I'm not really who I thought I was, and I know what my gender says, but I know what, but you know what? I was a mistake. And maybe you're not dealing with the gender issue, but maybe you're dealing with, God made a mistake when He made me. Man, I'm so messed up. I got so many issues of life. Why did God even make me? You're telling me God loves me, but He made me? Let me show you something. Look at Psalm 139 with me. Verse number 14. The psalmist writes these words. He says, I will praise Thee. He's speaking to God. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in Thy book all the members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them. May I tell you that you are not an experiment gone wrong. God wasn't up in heaven and said, oops, look what I spilt. When He placed you inside of your mother's womb, He didn't say, oops, I made a mistake. No, you were wonderfully and fearfully made. God loves you so much. He hasn't given up on you. Yes, you've made mistakes. We all have. Yes, we've got baggage and we've got problems. We all do. Whether we did it ourselves or somebody else did it to us. Yes, we got problems. But you've been fearfully and wonderfully made by a God who loves you. A God that you can't appease because Jesus Christ has already done it. He's provided the way for you. You're not a mistake. You're not a problem child. You are a precious creation of God. And if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're a child of God. But may I warn you, not everybody is a child of God. Yes, we've been created by Him. But some of us are fighting against Him and trying to be our own gods. You can't do it. You've been fearfully made. But God has provided a way of salvation so that you can have eternal life and become His child. And that was through Jesus Christ. See, that's what Paul was trying to get the Athenians to understand. There's only one God. And there's only one way to this God, and that's through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So did Paul succeed in that? How did they react? This message that Paul shared with the Athenians, it's only about 250 words. You say, well, I wish he was preaching this morning. So how did they react to this? We've got to come next week to find out. We'll continue next Sunday. But here's the takeaway this morning. There's a living and true God. There is none else but Him. He made you. He made this universe because He loves you. He's keeping it all together because He loves us. He's the one that's powerful enough to do anything because He loves us. He's very aware of what's going on. You can trust Him.
Even if your world is falling apart, He's never fallen apart.
Amen.
So as I close this morning, let me ask you a question. Several questions. Number one, have you trusted the living God through Jesus Christ? Is He the one you're looking for? You say, Brother Brian, that's truth. I have done that. Are you struggling right now? Are you got issues? Well, say, Brother Brian, I got so many issues it takes both hands and both feet to stick up. Join the club. I'm the captain of that club. May I tell you that I can't deal with them on my own. I've tried and I've failed. God's the only one that can help me. But He puts people in my life to help me with them too.
Yes.
You see, but Brian, I don't know if the world, what's happening to the world. I don't either, but He does. And He's the one in control. And He's the one that can take care of everything. Well, that's pretty simplistic. No, it ain't. Because either I'm God or He's God, and I make a horrible God. There's only one. And He loves you. He knows what you're going through. He knows what the people watching me are going through. He knows what everything is going on in this world. And He whispers this, I love you. Don't do this by yourself. Now this may be the last time that we ever see each other on this earth. Guess what? If you know Jesus Christ, your Savior, you've got to put up with me for eternity. But I'll be better looking by then. God loves you. There's only one living and true God. Worship Him. Trust Him. Call upon Him. For He is worth it. For He is worth it. Let's all stand together this morning. Ms. Doris, would you just play the very first song that we sung?